welcome to the Roadmap from Auto Finance News since 1996, the nation's leading news on automotive lending and leasing. It is Monday, April 1st, and I'm Amanda Harris, joined by Joey Pizzolatto. This is our weekly wrap on what happened in auto finance for the week ending March 29th, 2024. In economic news, the core personal consumption expenditures price index, which does not factor food and energy components and serves as the Federal Reserve's main gauge of underlying inflation, increased 0.3% sequentially in February after ticking up 0.5% in January. Inflation adjusted consumer spending exceeded estimates as wages increased at the highest rate in more than a year. In electric vehicle news, Tesla's deliveries are estimated to be down more than 6% as the first quarter comes to a close and on the heels of several shutdowns of his plant outside Berlin, along with new mandates from CEO Elon Musk requiring test drives of Tesla's drive assistant feature. In other EV news, Fisker reduced the price of the Ocean Sport utility vehicle with the largest reduction on its top-end model at 39% to just about $37,500. The markdowns come as Fisker faces liquidity challenges, paused production, and has warned of a possible need to file for bankruptcy. In power sports news, the market is feeling the ramifications of higher interest rates as boat registrations fell 12% year-over-year in February, and Canadian power sports manufacturer Bombardier Recreational Products' North American retail sales decreased 10% year-over-year during the company's fourth quarter. While registrations are mixed across the segments, the marine market as a whole faces challenges driven by high costs, slower consumer demand coming off of pandemic-spurred highs, and rising interest rates that are making some buyers turn away from a sale. Boat dealers are then having to work harder to meet consumer demands and generate leads. Seasonal products in general are facing challenges. We talked last week about how snowmobile sales are down with limited snowfall and high sales driving regions of the country. Recreational vehicles and power sports unit sales are also challenged by market conditions. We'll have a feature on this in the whole market tomorrow, so be sure to tune in for a full update on the power sports industry. In auto finance, the return of higher supply levels is contributing to an uptick in incentives and increased new vehicle sales projections. Joey has the details. Joey?
Yeah, so first quarter and March sales should be coming out this week. But initial projections all point to year-over-year growth. Total SAR ranges about 800 million units. Cox Automotive expects the SAR to land at 15.5 million units, which would represent a 4% year-over-year increase. Edmunds has the March SAR at 15.6 million units, which is up about 9% year-over-year. J.D. Power has the highest estimate at 16.4 million units, which would represent just shy of 11% year-over-year growth, and SMB Mobility forecast SAR at 15.8 million units, representing a 6% year-over-year increase. Incentives are coming back as inventory improves. We are starting to see a few manufacturers start to offer those longer-term 60-month 0% financing. Ford Motor has a 0% financing for 60 months on the 2024 Ford Edge, and Santander Consumer USA is also offering 0% financing on its 2024 on the Mitsubishi Outlander 2024 model for 60 months. Previously, what we were seeing were incentives for like 2 to 3 year loans, rate buy downs 1.9%, 2.9%, some 0%. Right now, we are slowly, like I mentioned, starting to see some of those longer terms come back. And as inventory improves, the expectation is that those will continue to come to market. I think one of the big concerns, asterisks for March and first quarter sales is whether or not the momentum can hold up. Consumer sentiment and consumer sentiment from the University of Michigan, still pretty strong. Consumer confidence from the conference board is pretty steady, but the number of folks that indicated they wanted to buy a car in the next 6 months was up over last month's reading. So we're just going to wait and see if OEMs will be able to sort of manage that inventory and put out the incentives so that they can meet sort of consumers where demand is and continue to move those vehicles.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll look at the numbers as they come out, like you said, later this week, and then we'll have some updates there with some actual numbers from all the OEMs to do a nice roundup when those are available. So stay tuned for more details there. Great. Well, that will do it for today's episode. Like I said, tune in this week for other updates in our industry. And thank you for joining us on the roadmap. Be sure to follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and LinkedIn. And we will see you online at autofinancenews.net and here next time.